What do we mean by liberatory leadership? Context. Leadership Learning Community, or LLC, is a national organization focused on leadership field building for equity, justice, and collective liberation. We work with changemakers worldwide by inviting leaders, particularly those from historically excluded communities such as Black, Indigenous, immigrant, people of color, LGBTQIA+, and people with disabilities, to live out the compelling vision of liberation, one which seeks power, joy, and thriving for all people. To do this, we facilitate and encourage the unlearning of oppressive structures, the engagement of communities of practice that create new cultural norms, and the development of tools and frameworks that allow us to align our values and actions. Together, we create spaces for leaders to run, fund, and study practices that are rooted in collective liberation rather than systemic oppression. We call this liberatory leadership. In 2021, in collaboration with our sister organizations in the Liberatory Leadership Partnership, The Partnership, we embarked upon an iterative process of writing a working definition of liberatory leadership. In conversation with and drawing from the work of several liberatory practitioners who have been leading this work for many years, The Partnership articulated the definition of liberatory leadership. It also included an explanation of what it feels like to embody liberatory leadership. The Partnership's high-level definition reads as follows. Liberatory leadership theory and practice invite us to lead from a place of love, wholeness, and interdependence. By valuing celebration over competition, we are able to access possibilities that can only emerge in community. The practice of liberatory leadership flourishes when we create space for rest, when we address power differentials in service of justice, and when we center those at the margins within our organizations and our work. Our own liberatory leadership framework builds upon the Liberatory Leadership Partnership's definition, and it also roots the definition in the soil, flora, and waterways of LLC's work. The guiding principles of liberatory leadership explored in our framework are informed by our values: love and joy, healing and inner work, collaboration and interdependence, learning and experimentation, abundance and generosity, and liberation and freedom. To us, these values feel embodied and core to how we experience liberatory leadership, not just as a liberatory development practice, but as a relational practice that is part of a larger story of transforming ourselves to be able to transform systems. Our framework is also informed by our experiences learning from and alongside liberatory practitioners, funders, network members, as well as the nonprofit leaders in our communities of practice and affinity groups, our internal organizational experiments, policies, practices, our conversations in conferences, trainings, webinars, and through exploring facets of liberatory leadership in our annual virtual learning series on liberatory leadership, play, and mending. Here are some other resources related to our liberatory leadership learnings. 1. Leading with Love on the Culture of Care at LLC. 2. Mending Padlet. 3. Our Funders Briefing Padlet. 4. On Rest. 5. Meet Me on the Desert. 6. Spell for Conscious Executive Director Relationship Building. And 7. Play as a Liberatory Practice. By studying alongside all of you through experimentation and play, we have experienced the magic of living in liberatory leadership from many places. Practicing liberatory leadership is delicate. It can be hard to define and sometimes feels elusive, but when it is experienced, it is undeniable. We've celebrated when things go as we had imagined and have taken opportunities to reflect, regroup, and replan after trying something new that didn't go quite as planned. These learnings have enabled us to articulate tools and practices that make liberatory leadership more concrete. We hope this framework offers a definition and practical application of liberatory leadership steeped in an understanding of our work and our engagements with the broader field. We hope you see yourself, hear your voice, read your experience here, and use this framework as a tool to continue the conversation as we work towards actualizing our collective freedom through liberatory leadership. Definition from Leadership Learning Community, inspired by the Liberatory Leadership Partnership. LLC's definition. We believe that liberatory leadership means taking responsibility for collectively transforming our freedom dreams into reality by freeing ourselves from oppressive and limiting self-beliefs, harmful interpersonal practices, and divesting from and changing systems of harm that rely on domination and extraction. For those of us leading from within movements and organizations, this means creating, refining, and uplifting life-giving policies, structures, and practices that combat oppression in our organizations and our communities. Rather than holding up liberatory leadership in comparison to or against equity-centered leadership, we think of liberatory leadership as a means of re-envisioning existing equity-centered policies while innovating new liberatory practices. We believe liberatory leadership offers the field a different orientation toward social justice leadership. This orientation shifts our attention toward the iterative, prefigurative, and impossible in order to build power for transformation while addressing power asymmetries. Where the language of equity describes the experiences of those moving toward transformation within a system, the framing of liberatory leadership shifts our attention away from existing systems toward the iterative creation of new systems alongside the ones we have and the ones we have yet to build. That is to say, we need equity-focused practices that address current conditions, and through liberatory leadership, we believe we can shift systems so radically that something completely new emerges. Our hope here, then, is to offer a framework of sorts for how we as leaders can live into the prefigurative values a liberatory future demands by practicing daily a leadership ethos that is just, life-giving, sustainable, and iterative. In order to create a more just and equitable society, liberatory leadership invites leaders to prioritize the power of historically excluded communities, challenge traditional power dynamics, and operate with the values of love, wholeness, and interdependence in our communities, organizations, and movements, rather than grounding in mainstream leadership practices that rely on systems of domination and labor extraction. Without offering a prescriptive leadership development model, liberatory leadership invites leaders to adopt a learning stance to operationalize a vision of collective liberation. What? Liberatory leadership is an invitation to live out the compelling vision of collective liberation through the transformation of ourselves, our communities, and our institutions. It draws on numerous personal, organizational, and community practices that invite us to assess, reflect on, unlearn, and discard relationships that center power based on supremacy, division, and dominance by inviting in models based on equity, community, and self-determination. As a practice rooted in self-love and right relationship with others, liberatory leadership facilitates the power, joy, and thriving of all people by maintaining that we must do just work in just and joyous ways. How? Liberatory leadership empowers leaders to center those at the margins of our organizations and our work. Challenge traditional power dynamics by emphasizing the importance of love. Commit to ongoing learning and self-reflection. Build community and develop relationships of trust and respect so that you and others can model vulnerability, make mistakes, and reciprocate grace. Create space for healing and rest. Establish and invest in spaces for dreaming and imagination that honor multiple ways of knowing, learning, and perceiving. Interrogate how race and power interact with our work. Empower individuals and communities to take collective ownership of their struggles by working together to create solutions that address the root causes of injustice. Remain responsive to changing conditions by naming dynamic tensions and acting cooperatively, especially in the face of conflict. Identify and create room to practice new, values-aligned, constructive ways to navigate conflict. Continuously align and realign our words with our practices by treating staff and partners in ways that reflect the image of justice we strive to create in the world. Cultivate a work culture that encourages inner healing, modeling integrity, and remaining accountable for your words, intentions, and actions. What's next? In the following sections, we will dive deeper into the how of liberatory leadership by unpacking what it means to live in a liberatory leadership practice. Section 2 will explore the benefits of adopting a learning stance that allows you to lead from a heart-centered place, continually take risks, and reevaluate your growth. In Section 3, we'll highlight key principles of liberatory leadership and explore what it looks like to operationalize your liberatory values by naming your intentions, anchoring in language that feels personal to you, and returning to your core values consistently. Section 4 will tie the key liberatory principles to organizational strategies and practices of liberatory leadership. Section 5 will further illuminate strategies and practices by mapping them to leadership stories and sharing actionable tools. Finally, we will share recommendations and calls to action for the broader ecosystem in service of comprehensive support for liberatory leaders. Throughout the subsequent sections, we'll include interactive worksheets and reflective questions to facilitate opportunities for you to go deeper into operationalizing liberatory practices. Our Liberatory Leadership Framework reflects Leadership Learning Community's organizational learnings and our organizational language, which pulls from metaphors and images that reflect our connection to and inspiration from the natural world. We often refer to natural networks, pollinators, waterways, roots, and flowers. We offer you language that has helped us connect our organizational practices to what we feel is regenerative, grounded in wisdom, and playful. We hope these offerings bring you as much joy as they have brought us.